You are now tuned into the truth. You are now tuned into the truth. You are now tuned into the truth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Truth Is with your girl, Ash. Today, I want to tackle a topic about millennials and why we seem to receive so much hate from the generations before us, specifically baby boomers and Gen Xers. For those of you who don't know, millennials are considered individuals that were born in the early 1980s to about the late 2000s. So I was born in 1985. I am, by definition, a millennial. I'm proud to be one at that. So my issue. Let me tell you how it all started, really. The other day, I requested the Friday after my birthday off. So recently had a birthday, figured. Since my birthday fell on a Thursday this year, and we all know the weekend starts on a Thursday, I should probably be off on the Friday to truly get the most out of this B-Day celebration, right? So I had hit up my manager, requested the Friday off, and I guess just out of interest, she had asked me what year I was born. So I replied by saying 85 all the way live. So she goes, oh, you're a baby. Now, let me be clear. The response delighted me. I mean, I'm officially over 30, so anyone who's under 60 and considers me a baby, we're practically friends. I mean, we're clearly seeing eye to eye on that topic, so we're good, right? Needless to say, my boss and I were on the same page with this whole Aisha is youthful thing until she noted that I didn't fit the typical stereotype of a millennial. Now, I don't remember how I responded or even if I did respond. I think I was just too busy trying to get over being annoyed that me and my fellow millennial people were being stereotyped once again. Which, by the way, that shit is getting real old. Like, seriously, it's corny. You know what I mean? So I'm over it. I feel like you guys should be over it. But here we are, and we're still talking about this shit. To the point where I'm having to talk about this shit. And I'm thinking, come on, like, why are we still doing this, folks? So, you know, she's and the thing is, you know, she says it like I'm supposed to feel really good that I do not fit the typical millennial stereotype. But I don't. That doesn't make me feel awesome. I think it's kind of lame that because I'm at work. So you're basically saying that I have great work ethic and good for you, because that's not how millennials are typically. Mind you, the place that I work, there are a ton of millennials working there that do great work, that work really hard. So I'm just kind of like, what? Where are y'all? Stop reading all these articles. You know what I'm saying? How about you deal with the real life that that's in front of you? And if you feel like, you know, we're not hardworking or we leave, and try to figure out what that's about, but don't just automatically connect it to the year we were born, because that's silly. So, and side note, I really like my manager. I just want to note that. But her comment did make me think. So let's review some of the characteristics of a millennial according to the generation that came before us. They say that we're young. No shit. By default, I am younger than you because you were born before me. That's just what it is. Get over that. I'm younger than you. It's not my fault. Blame God, science, the universe. But move on, because the truth is someone will always be younger. Ever heard of Generation Z? Hello? All right. They say that millennials don't understand the concept of hard work. Let me tell you something. I've been working since I was 14, so I understand the concept completely. I advocated for myself for the first time in a work environment while working at CVS. Okay? I was what, 16? I worked hard to get my second job at a law office when I was in high school. I understand work. And I know what it means to work hard. And it has nothing to do with when I was born. It has everything to do with the individuals that raised me. I like to call them mom and dad. Okay? My immigrant parents who came from Jamaica with very little education or formal education, let me be clear, work hard to this day. My grandparents, my aunts and uncles, my older cousins. I know what work hard working hard is. I know what it looks like because I've been surrounded by individuals my whole life that bust their ass to get money. And money that's not a lot, money that's not long, to pay bills and to take care of their family. That is something that is taught. That is something that is instilled. It has nothing to do with the generation in which you were born in. So that alone is just silly. We want things immediately. Okay. I think this mentality is completely skewed. We live in a digital world. It's 2016 where things happen at a much quicker rate. Okay. I remember having a cell phone that flipped and had no color. That wasn't that long ago. It really wasn't. And here we are with color and swiping and, like, I mean, what do you want me to do? I'm so sorry that we're evolving at a faster rate. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of the time they make that comment in regards to the fact that millennials, I don't know, they we see things and we don't know how to wait and be patient. So, like, for example, work. My thing is, if I work at a job for a year and I master that role and I'm bored, forgive me for wanting to move on up. My Generation Z cousins learn things at a faster rate than I do. So I know when I'm around them, I have to keep up. It is simply called evolution. Don't be mad if someone's ambitious. You know what I mean? Just because a person wants to move on and up doesn't mean that they want things immediately. It might just mean that they're simply ambitious and they have outgrown a role. We're not in the days of old where, you know, you got to be somewhere for 5 years to get it. They say it takes roughly 3 years to become an expert. And in this shitty ass economy, where we're not making a lot of money, in order to access more money, you have to move on. It's not about wanting things immediately. It's just about being smart about how you position yourself. Okay? And for those who will make the argument that these kids want to move up without having learned anything, I argue that some of these companies are not transparent about the opportunities that they don't provide. You know? When it comes to lazy people, that's not a generational thing. That's a personality thing. Not a product of age. Everything, it has everything to do with the individual. Because you best believe I don't work with some lazy ass old folks too. Okay? They say that we're flight risks. I can't wait for you to figure out that I'm the shit in order to grow professionally and to make more money. I'm so sorry. I can't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck how many pats on my back you give me. Or what you tell me, I have to move on. I left a job that I loved, an organization that I believed in, the work, the people. I mean, it was like family. Still are, because I still go check them to this day. But I didn't leave because I was unhappy, because I didn't like them anymore. No, I left because I had outgrown the role. There wasn't any place for me to move forward. I wasn't going to be able to get a promotion. And because it was nonprofit work, I wasn't going to be able to get paid more than I had been. Like, we got $20 a year. That was our raise a year. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad about it, but it was just the reality. And so in order to access more and to have more for myself, I had to leave. That's no disrespect to the company, but I can't stay somewhere just because I don't want to look like a flight risk. And I think it's unfair when they don't hire us because they think that we're flight risks. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? I think that companies need to take a step back and analyze themselves. Are you moving in a way that seems archaic? Are you keeping up with the changes? Are you evolving? You know what I'm saying? Everybody can do a little self-analysis at some point. It's real easy to blame the things that are happening on a generation, on one huge, I mean, like, who, I mean, really? A whole generation? Seriously. Stop. Look at how you're moving as a company. How are you catering to the evolution, right? I mean, let's be honest. It's silly and it doesn't make any sense. So for me, it's like, unless the individual is going to be getting hired, or moving on up in the company or in a different department, the likelihood of them growing a lot is low. The likelihood of them making a lot of money in that company is low. The standard raise, I think, I don't know if it's nationally, but I know it's definitely in New York, is 3%. So how much am I really making by staying somewhere for a long time? It's not about being a flight risk. It's just about knowing your worth and understanding that you got to leave sometimes to do better and to get more. You know what they don't talk about, though? when they talk shit about us being millennials is they don't mention that we are the largest demographic in this country. So yeah, beware baby boomers and Gen Xers. Because according to U.S. Census Bureau, we taken over. Also, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, we're more racially diverse than any other generation in America, which is probably a good thing given this country's history with race. They don't want to mention that the most famous performer, arguably, is a millennial. Enter Queen Bey. She's young. She left her old job, Destiny's Child, and she clearly understands the concept of work since her work ethic is insane. But we're not going to stop there because we've got Mark Zuckerberg, who is the reason why you old-ass people are able to link up with your high school buddies from the 80s and 70s. Thanks, Facebook. Or how about Sofia Amoroso, who landed on the Forbes list as the second richest self-made woman in America? Smells like millennial in here, and I love it. She's 32. How about changemakers like Lena Dunham and Issa Rae, who use YouTube to jumpstart their careers as women running the television world one funny episode at a time? Or Hari Neff, who is IMG's worldwide first ever transgender model. IMG is a huge modeling agency. Many of you are familiar, okay? And if you're not familiar with the company, you're certainly familiar with the models that they employ. And I want to give a special shout out to the people I work with who are sales coordinators working from the literal bottom up who enter the office an hour before the day starts and leave hours after the day has ended and on a Friday, no less, which then causes them to miss out on happy hour. Okay? This life is as hard as it is hard for millennials and everyone else. And that is because the economy let me down and a ton of other people too. And as a result, we can't even move out of our parents' basement. If you're lucky enough to have parents who have a basement. Okay, we were told to go to college, do well, and get a good job. And we did that, and we're calling the basement our home because we're inundated with untenable loans and jobs that don't pay enough. We're not ungrateful for being a little perturbed and frustrated. Okay, I think it's fair. It's not about us being flight risk. It's not about us not understanding the concept of hard work. We get all of that. We want more for ourselves, and we want to make the world better and we want to enjoy life because we know that while we're young, death does not discriminate. So stop with the stereotypes and the misconceptions, right? There was a time that your generation was criticized for being you and growing up in the time that you grew up in. Remember, hippies, enough said. Truth is, as millennials, we reject the stereotypes and we're open to anyone who is down to getting to know us for us and not judge us based on the year we were born. So I say, thanks again, listeners. Remember, you can find me on Twitter at truthis25. Please check out the podcast on truthis.podomatic.com and or on theheartofconversation.co. That is C-O, not com. I know the difference. Thank you. That wasn't a mistake. And lastly, as always, remember that the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off.